Tamara Foster, Education Officer for Foreign Language within the Media and Communications Department, said the workshop provided meticulous revision of the CSEC standards across all three components of the oral exams: situational responses, reading, and guided conversation.
So we actually have tape from past CSEC exams, and we basically listen to the tape of each segment, and then each teacher would read that recording according to their knowledge, all right? And after that, we would give the mark that CSEC would have suggested. And after that, we would have dialogue in terms of why we think our mark is correct as opposed to CSEC mark. And after that, we would come to a consensus as to why the CSEC mark is the most appropriate. If persons, especially the newer person, if they're in disagreement, we would try to make them understand why this mark in particular is the correct mark. And just bring them up to speed as to how to mark that section in particular.
According to Foster, participants received detailed guidance on the rules and regulations of the examining body, ensuring that the assessment process is conducted with accuracy, fairness, and the highest professional standards.
We have some seasoned teachers there. I'll be very honest. The seasoned teachers, sometimes they feel that there isn't really a need to go through this process again because they're so used to it, you know. But we try to tell them that it's a yearly process, and sometimes we need a reminder, a refresher as to what is required. We can't just always go based off of the knowledge that we already have. And in doing so, in attending, they also could use their expertise to help the not-so-seasoned teachers and assessors to get to the point where they can become well-versed in their approach to assessing these exams. The first thing we would do, we would go through the rules and the regulations. We have those, both in hard and soft copy. We read them through. More than likely, persons would have questions regarding these regulations because they change from time to time. Obviously, we would evolve as a Caribbean community.
And Mr. Foster said these workshops help to maintain the credibility of the CSEC examinations regionally, while also supporting language education in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Well, it's very critical for us to maintain the regional standard, and this is why our marking system must be standardized according to what CSEC has stipulated, and in doing so, it helps to improve our standard of assessment for both teachers and students. Everyone would be on the same footing, everybody would be on par as to, one, what is expected of them in terms of students, and in terms of teachers, how they're expected to mark the exam, one, in class, right, during the regular classes, and secondly, as it relates to the external exams.
Education Officer for Foreign Language, Mr. Kamara Foster. With today's special report, I'm Calvin Harry.